Hello, everybody. Size Talk here. It's actually getting near the end of the year. 2019, soon to be over. Man, we have gone through a lot of topics in history inside of Size Talk, the very first size-related focus radio podcast, which is surprisingly doing decently. And, you know, I never thought I'd ever do a podcast about my size fetish entirely because I definitely wish that day that, you know, we'll be able to shrink ourselves down to small sizes to be durable or be able to be resurrected if we're crushed or stepped on. And, you know, giantess can actually become a real thing and giants can become a real thing. There's a lot that I wish to happen. But I digress. I'm sorry. Sorry if my voice is getting lower by the minute because literally this cold is killing me. So the thing I'm going to be talking about is pretty much, you know, I'm going to be talking about a lot of stuff about with Size Talk and how much the size community has done a lot to improve my life a lot. I have pretty much had a very tough life a little bit, especially childhood. A lot of parents expecting me to do like top-notch Harvard type of things and, you know, not getting much of stuff to do. Sure, I played a lot of video games, but, you know, they expected, you know, me to go to Harvard or something. And pretty much at that point, life was boring. But then when I found and read stories about giantess and being small and being, you know, happy and through all those things, you know, size community, it has become a good part of my life at this point. Advertising producers, helping artists share and retweet their stuff, helping them with everything else, helping writers, the writers community on Discord, a lot of other things that has happened throughout the size community, creating a very massively sized Discord for size-related stuff, which was Size Haven, but I've retired from that. And after meeting so many interesting people from Discord and SizeCon, which I dearly miss going to because meeting all these like-minded people and feeling comfortable around others about talking about giantess stuff where I can't do that where I'm at now because, you know, people like looking over my shoulders and whatnot. So I'm trying to do my best here to support all of you and the entire size community. It is a little tough from time to time, but seeing you all happy and having your stuff retweeted, shared, or put on the SizeCon website, not SizeCon, Size Supporters website, just to help you all and, you know, be the best I can at advertising and promoting your content. Again, I'm doing my best to hopefully make a Mastodon area for everybody to go in there for size-related stuff, but we'll see. Yeah, sorry, I digressed a bit again. Back then, I never was interested in size-related stuff. I was like, I don't know what that stuff is. Why would I be interested in that? And then after a while, reading his stories and unaware stuff, foot-related things, gaining a foot fetish throughout this, and gaining the ever-popular, wanting to be the size of an action figure, I have been grateful for everything. Everything that has happened in the size community, it was the best thing to ever happen in my life so far. Being able to think of these fantasies and wanting to wish to be that size, meeting people, feeling happy of this, and meeting all these artists and seeing these collages, pictures, creating collages, making Size Talk, Size Supporters, doing something that helps the community in a way where you all are being protected by the background guy and doing my best that I can and working as fast as I can. So again, with the tiniest of heart and the biggest of hearts, which my heart apparently is made out of the strongest platinum in the world, as many people has told me, I love and care for the entire size community. And whatever you guys need help with, or you need more promotions or advertising, think of Size Supporters. We're here. I am pretty much, like, if there's like 50 million of me, pretty much that's me running about. But thank you. Thank you for everything in the size community. Thank you all for being awesome. Thank you all for doing all the art and videos that you do. Thank you all for taking the time to talk to a weirdo like me and listening to me rant and several other things. And, you know, it's a thing that we all have to think about. It's a thing that we all have to think about with how we got into this fetish world. And, you know, honestly, I have no regrets on being into the size world because you are all just wonderful people. And again, I thank you all for this wonderful, wonderful time of the year of 2019. And hopefully we'll have more size talk for 2020. And God, my voice is dying. Sorry, voice is just keeled over. But thank you again. You are all wonderful people. This is Size Talk. Thank you for 2019.